Thursday, January 26th. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Ipoga Midday Show. We come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 and also on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. May we bring this edition come to you today. Me Nasap to you, Kalon. Like all time inside the program, we get news, information, and entertainment waiting for you inside this 1 hour program. You can be part of the program by way I will send you text message to the number 077-981-981. The number is 077-981-981. But first, Mick will take the news brief.
Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. This is a news brief with me, Princess Pierce. The European Union don't pull over 500,000 euro projects Nado for Epgit rental and book business in Bon districts. Dr. Alex Prince Adin say the Political Parties Registration Commission, PPRC, don't recognize them as acting chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party, NSF. Ambassador Ali Kamara as National Secretary General for the party. So, for sake of that, they don't call on other members them na the party for work with the executive for make peace then at the SLPP. The Chinese ambassador na Salon, Wun Peng, don't promise say he go use the experience where he gets pan tourism for help improve and develop the tourism business at the country. And some people like the Kuru community don't say they don't want the policy where they say government through the Ministry of Local Government pick forbidden chief. They say this and because the ministry not be engaged with them before they take this decision. That's the news brief we come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM with me, Princess Pierce.
The program na midday show and it will come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. But before we start the program, let me take quick music. We dey listen to and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and also on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Well, inside the studio, I'll get Augustine Kutubu Kosia, Country Director for Aberdeen Women's Center. Mr. Kosia, good afternoon and welcome to the program, Midday Show.
Good afternoon, listeners. To you, good afternoon.
Okay, continue for the with inside the program as now we take one of we issue as we go to Parliament. According to law, Parliament for dissolve after every 5 years, women say, member of Parliament and for work for tap. But this being term, some civil society group and self-concerned citizens them. Don't ask question, but who's the member of Parliament and will go tap? When make ready democracy, we talk to the clerk now Parliament, we confirm say, now December 7th this year, Parliament they dissolve. And self say the president get for going to Parliament for give in farewell speech. And he say, enough for past 90 days, neck for only next parliamentary election. Ibrahim Sisena, the clerk na parliament, he explained more about this to Khadija Bangura.
A lot of perceptions there, man, misconceptions then at the public. Plenty people there. So they say, what do you make this? Why not lock this parliament? What do you make them lock parliament now? But the problem is the constitution. Now in the guide, everything at this country has so. People are not to look at what in the constitution say about parliament. If you look at section 85, subsection 1, it tell you plain about parliament. What he say? He say parliament shall stand dissolved at the expiration of a period of 5 years, commencing from the date of its first sitting after a general election. The first day where parliament they sit, with the election done, which time we do the elections? 2012. Now we done the election. The first day we parliament sit, now been the 7th of December 2012. Now in parliament we sit, where we elect the speaker.
So according to law, and from what you don't explain, when exactly parliament supposed for dissolve?
Where they say parliament shall stand dissolved at the expiration of a period of 5 years. You begin count from December 7, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017. You don't get 5 years, no? So that means if parliament get for dissolve, it get for be the 7th of December 2017. Now they make 5 years.
But when we talk to other people, then go tell you, say, parliament supposed for dissolve some months before elections.
No, you see, they mistake the thing. Now, we don't read section 85, subsection 1. Now look what in section 87, subsection 1 say. Section 87 say, a general election for the members of parliament shall be held not earlier than 30 days and not later than 90 days after any dissolution of parliament. So if parliament lock the 7th of December, not earlier than 30 days, calculate, and not later than 90 days. If you begin count from December 7, January 7, February 7, March 7, not to 90 days, you don't get so. So why for be confused if you read the constitution, section 85.1 and section 87.1? Now that's the case there. So anybody will read this, he go see himself clear.
So parliament in dissolve will not get anything for do with the counting in election date?
No, when that election date, that the thing they don't tell you so.
No, like the date for 80, the general
87
election.
Don't tell you what in, who stand there for whole election. The civil parliament lock, you know, for all the elections earlier John, than 30
if,
days.
According to the constitution, if we dissolve this parliament in December 7th.
If parliament dissolve itself.
Okay, if parliament dissolve itself December 7th, now March they suppose for all the election by law.
By law, not before 30 days. And not after 90 days. So now they calculate. The other conditions then we could lead to either a postponement of the elections or whatever this, because other sections of the constitution we see section 29. If any situation arise in the country, we will lead to a public emergency. He also tell you what thing they happen.
But according to one letter where the returning officer and neck writes to the president, who said he suggests election dates, then and they suggest say let the parliamentary election be February 2018, and by law you they talk say it's supposed to be March.
If in they suggest February, that now you know who said pull that law day. But the constitution where now the guiding law, where now the big law from which they make any other law, now this is say not before 30 days and not after this. And naturally, you can take the second option.
Why the talk say parliament dissolving safe, Mr. Clark? What in this really mean?
It mean by the, what did the lawyer them call say, by the affliction of time. When the time reach, it's difficult for explain to somebody really.
But you don't dare, you don't serve now this parliament.
The president.
You don't be member of parliament. Yes. You don't think at the parliament. You don't be clerk. You go able for understand, for let people know what you mean by parliament they dissolve themselves, because most people they face in a ceremony who said the president they come make a statement, then the period or the lifespan of parliament end.
Yes, when the time they come near, when the house for dissolve himself, the president they come, because the president now a member of parliament himself they come, they will make back the same ceremony like I say na state opening. State opening, you they welcome the year. This other one na farewell. With the president, they come. He interact with former colleagues them as members of parliament them, for tell goodbye, for tell all man thank you, for talk to the nation, waiting and waiting he don't do, you know. It can be a very sorrowful ceremony.
What do you make and sorrowful?
Now election business, you get for go account now to you people them. You know they know whether you will come back or if you know the car again. You know, you don't there for 5 years, you don't there for 10 years, some man are 15 years. So man, 20 years, the time we will be in the go after 10 years, I mean, it be so sorrowful. You don't use who say you can go every day. You go sit on the whole day. You and your colleague, then when they interact. When President they give that speech day, then get away how, you know, where they can give that speech day, the kind of sorrowful thing the way they can put there.
From what you don't explain, it's like saying that inside March, people go see President Kuma come back and give a farewell speech, as what you say, and interact with in colleague members of parliament them from the same law we don't quote and the constitution.
Yes, from the same law I don't quote, and that 10 day the president they come in making farewell speech to people then. Ceteris paribus, hoping that God they guide we onto that 10 day, nothing will happen, you know. You remember the Ebola or the rebel war that 10 day. There was no time for late president to go make goodbye or for make welcome.
So what do you get attendee for say to civil society organization or concerned citizens them where they raise concern about parliament dissolving?
The message to them is simple. Civil society organizations that wouldn't have the mouthpiece for the general public. When I go look section 85, when I look section 87, all the adjoining sections there. So when I go understand. So when I not get for go to begin, they ask us to, hey, we stand by this house here, the lock. Oh, president don't want to lock parliament it. Because plenty of people and still get that old nation, but that old constitution, then first and then they.
Well, that's not the voice of the clerk now, parliament. Ibrahim Sisebi, they talk to Khadija Bangoa. Insider interview, but when member of parliament and go tap for do work na parliament, women say they tell we parliament they dissolve. Also, if they talk about the step and procedure them through the constitution. Mid-day the program we listen to, and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can get me on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Well, now I go over to my studio guest, as I don't tell you now. Earlier, for say inside the studio, I get Augustine Kutubukosia, Country Director for Aberdeen Women's Center. First of all, Mr. Kosia, start for tell people about Aberdeen Women's Center. What exactly una did you call for long term people on the year the name?
Thank you very much, Saftiu. Good afternoon, listeners. Aberdeen Women's Center, initially, they be called with Mastership. Most people know it for Mastership. In 2009 to 2010, the name changed from Mastership to Aberdeen Women's Center. Aberdeen Women's Center is a healthcare provider where they provide free healthcare for the people of Sierra Leone. And we more specialize in reproductive health. And the area of reproductive health, they range from fistula and fistula prevention. And then we go to the Pekin Clinic.
Okay.
So under the fistula prevention, we get the maternity unit, and then we get the family planning.
Okay.
So in short, now the four programs and then the whole they undergo now we hospital.
On this fistula, when you talk about when are the more now really don't need do now work. What is exactly now this fistula? Because people can hear the word, but they don't really know the sabi or we think it really cause that.
Well, fistula, in short, na a condition where the result, where woman they go born pikin, a taper this born, then the piece bag can burst, then enable control the wet, all the form day. So the woman can leak urine. Now we call the obstetric fistula where now we they deal with. Then get other fistulas then, but now that we focus on.
Okay, and, so.
And now I make we get the prevention aspect of the fistula program with the help for make sure say we do something right for prevent fistula.
You talk about belle woman the owner they deal with. I mean, is it that when I get the kind people owner they deal with, or the one they were not able to get the provision for take care of themselves when they get belle in terms of medical and other thing them?
Well, as you are aware, we get a free health care in Sierra Leone, we the government be initiate, and we as a support to the government, we serve to provide the free health care. So for answer your question, you can still go in a clinic, you get fistula, but it's very difficult. So NIMIC would encourage every woman who don't get belle for the go clinic, so that the master sabi people them go check them and make sure say they don't get any problem. Because when woman get belle, at the end of the day, you can get a lot of complications. You can get your food then can swell, you can get sugar level we can come up, your blood pressure can come up. Sometimes the picking go they don't find, you know, the medical people then get the names they all for them thing and they, so they need for the go check for make sure say everything about you okay. So that by the time you go done due for born, you suppose for don't kind of clinic. Like, you know, wait till you do something treat or elsewhere, sometimes you better go begin at you, you begin to struggle, sometimes you do some side way, you not get possibly skill, then you better left at day, then you know, able born, then it comes, and then, God forbid, the picking can die now, you belle. Of course, that can result to the same fistula we talk about.
So from the kind complaint or the fistula one that they deal with, you, is it that people, you think say people really know about the way or the thing they want for do, way for make, they not get a fistula?
Well, I'm not going to say people, they know everything, but I believe, see, with all the media campaign would only do over the years, the other people, the way they work in this same area, the Ministry of Health officials, the PHUs then all over the country, definitely they tell people them about maternal health care services and within are some of the issues them. So we not go relent, we not go tire, we go continue for they tell the public waiting them for do, waiting enough for do. When woman get belle, it's supposed to go clean it. It's very simple. And make sure, say, the people that we train and sabi waiting for do go actually go the look. For make sure, say, the picking they don't find. Or maybe the picking don't even die now, you belle, you don't know. So all them things, and they would encourage woman that we get belle for make sure, say, they use hospital or health facilities. If now upline you day, make sure you go to the nearest PHU, now your district, so that they go attend to you.
So about when I get a new program, when are the mass booking for pregnant women? What exactly this program they about?
Okay. Before I answer the question, I'll just explain about how we maternity services they work. We services that we provide are free. Free in the sense, the direct beneficiary is the winner, the patient, the way they go to
win. Ms. Akutuba, while we come first to this, we'll call later about the kind service and like we know the procedure and criteria about the Abadi Women's Center. So like on this program, the mass booking for pregnant women, left hand will know about that small.
Okay. Before term will be the go na community, is there where they go register. We still did one. But we can find out, say, sometimes we're not able to target all the people them. In the sense, sometimes by the time they reach out the community, sometimes the belly man don't go do a small business in order to house. We go come, we not meet them. Or sometimes they go say, in order to travel. So on and so forth. So most cases we can miss. And sometimes if we don't go to a particular community, sometimes it will take we another week or month before we go there. So we look and think, see, for make this very easy, every quarter let we they make this available. Let belle woman and go and register now we facility. But again with services it just limited to people that were underprivileged.
Okay.
People that were not able to afford, not to you in a gentry woman or at least you can afford.
Okay.
So the services now go open to una we get money we able provide for una health care. So this not purely people that we know able afford where they struggle now they will cater for.
Okay, so this registration so now for waiting exactly within below my go register. What service we una go offer them?
Waiting to happen tomorrow now we hospital in the morning is we get for attend to woman that we get belle. We go count at the services. We go take them information, then we go give them dates, waiting for come for ANC, waiting at ANC na Continental clinic. So when woman get belle, then get for they go see them on a regular basis for make sure say everything okay about them. So tomorrow go just give them the opportunity for let we take them details and the name and contact them later on for give them date. We then go begin get free healthcare now. We
so elect them belle woman no be don't ever they go na the Abadi Women's Center.
Yeah. The entire town, yeah.
Okay, so this is for all over Freetown or will not get limit?
Well, we believe, say, people where they live now, the East End, of course, Cottage Day, we get other health clinics them. But we not going to stop them. If they come on a very deprived community, when I really struggle, it's up to you. But I know things, say, it go really good for left. All that distance for come all the way in the Western. But we really target, first of all, people that where they live now with the Abadi community, because now they the clinic day. Then our first priority, we they attend to people that when are disabled. Then we they attend to people when are term. But now that means say the belly almost done, they reach for born, and of course, teenagers then. So now the first category of people that would really give priority before we attend to the other. So we'll get to do everything tomorrow.
Okay, you talk about not so the facility on the end, not so for people we able afford them. And if you think about the way I'm not good in giving out on a service, I'm not able to tell if some of the belle woman them na people are really underprivileged.
This is not something we're very difficult. Some people can disguise and come because of the good care who they provide, they pretend say they not get. But me they appeal to una give opportunity to people that we not get, because I think that na selfishness in a sense. Yes, we know say we service is good, people then will prefer for come to we. But let we attend to people that we actually the clinic really designed for, meaning the people that we not get, then people that they do small business, they go to market, they sell, teenagers, then people that we, then husband or then really then spouse, then they out of job, people that we you know they get that kind of money, we they actually struggle. At least let we attend to them. At least if you know what's the way we afford, at least then health facilities and the way you can go and pay that small amount of money. Okay, but at least that will give opportunity to people that we not get.
Okay, in that particular program, yeah, so una can get a number where una want target, or una can just see anyone we una able for do?
It depends on, you know, the facility, not a very massive or big facility, is small. So we deliver numbers on a monthly basis now between 200 to 220. Initially, it'll be 100 to 120, so we don't double the size. So meaning we get for at least target between 200 to 150 belle woman them for register tomorrow.
So what if more money can be on that number day?
Well, we now want for preemptive, we'll get more than that number, but let's wait and see. But we believe so we'll go attend to with patients that we go tomorrow, belle woman them.
Okay, I'm country director for Abadin Women's Center, Augustine Kutubukosi. I continue for day with we inside the program where you listen to now meet the show, and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM, 077-981-981, the number that way for send your message and be part of the program, and also you get me on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Now we go to the Ceylon People's Party. After plenty concern on the commotion from the general public, but UDA, the Political Parties Registration Commission, PPRC, and the National Electoral Commission recognize after we the party we don't get to executive, the acting chairman and leader for the Ceylon People's Party, Dr. Prince Alex Adin, don't say, na in the national secretary, and also the National Secretary Ambassador Ali Kamara, na them the Political Parties Registration and the National Electoral Commission recognize. Dr. Prince Adin inside this interview with Mohammed Sherif start for explain about the nomination form we is sent to the commission for one parliamentary by-election inside February 18 na Tonkolili.
Na nomination forms where the party can fill from NEC, they nominate their own candidate. Now one candidate per party for any position. So we send the nomination of Mr. Musa Jalo as our candidate, and I sign him as acting national chairman leader, and Ambassador Badara Kamara signed as national secretary general. It was shocking and a great surprise for Yeri from NEC. Say former national chairman leader does submit other forms, he don't nominate other persons. So the NEC and the PPRC rightly consulted among themselves and did the right thing.
What's not the right thing we PPRC and NEC do?
For reject the impersonation of Chief Sumano Kapen, where he sent EO nominee for that same position.
Why did they refer Chief Kapen as impersonator?
Because he knows that he's not the national chairman leader. In this instance, the NEC winner, the second highest body, they'll take a decision, we're binding on him. And NEC, in his opinion, they don't find Sumano Kapen wanting. But Sumano Kapen, sorry to say, he thinks from his actions and his thoughts, his statements, that is bigger than the party, and nobody not get right for even ask or question whatever they do. And he has failed to go to the disciplinary committee request.
As much as you and Chief Kapen, they don't send list to NEC, uh-huh, at the end of the day, NEC and PPRC don't get onto the party.
Of course.
When they get onto the party.
From yesterday or so.
What did they say?
Well, they say Namina the legitimate chairman, then Ambassador Ali Badara Kamara, also National Secretary General. So they reject their own document and they accepted with your own document, and that person now they contest now in our constituency 6-6.
So this is an official letter we PPRC sent to the party on an oral information we then get to the party?
No, the letter is there. It was dated the 20th. It's crystal clear. PPRC note. Then at the last paragraph, let me even read it to you. In this regard, I write to inform you that the current acting chairman and leader, Dr. Prince Harding, and the National Secretary General, Ambassador Ali B. Kamara, are duly recognized by this commission. This now a commission created by the Act of Parliament and enrolled now for regulate the affairs of all the parties, not just regulation, but supervision of what will they do.
Doc, as much as now the government through the Political Party Registration Commission don't endorse you for lead the party for the moment, what thing you they do now as the acting chairman and leader of the party for unify the parties, for bring unity within the party?
First of all, the first objective is to show seasoned and focused leadership. That is to work towards the convention, elector and flag bearer, and start to campaign vigorously for the flag bearer and all other parliamentary and aspirants.
People with this going to within the party, what you need to do as the chairman and leader of the party acting?
They get avenue.
Which are the avenue, you think?
We have elders, we have National Executive Council, we have a lot of people, even sympathizers outside the party. But let me tell them and tell everybody, I'm for peace. But that doesn't mean I will sacrifice discipline and justice of peace. Time is of the essence. If they love this party, really what they are saying, may they bury every hatchet. Now one position there for flag bearer. Now one position there for chairman. And there are so many positions if SLP form government.
Doc, the SLPP currently prepared for the by-election which will take place in our constituency 066 right now, so speak?
I will not say we are fully prepared.
Oh, you are what?
We have strategized already.
With that strategy?
I will not, of course. If I do that, then I'm naive.
You think, say, the SLPP go win at that constituency day?
We not to think. We are going to win in the name of God, the Almighty.
And which thing we don't put in place, so you think, say, the SLPP go win?
First of all, we don't choose the first, the most important strategy, the best candidate among the lot in that constituency day.
Why you think, say, not the best candidate?
Because it's popular, very popular. In names, it's a household name within that constituency.
Prince Alex Harding, but he talked to Mohammed Sharif inside that interview day. Osa is in the National Electoral Commission, NEC, recognized as the acting chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party, and also Ambassador Ali B. Kamara as the national secretary for the same Sierra Leone People's Party. Mediation at the program we listen to, and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981. I number that to you for send your message and be part of the program. And you can also get to on the internet on www.readydemocracy.sl. Now on the 10 follow, relax and take music.
The word of God will make you wiser. Left kapu kapu, if you na money miser. Life go down over. Tell me, Musa, you better you ain't over. The word of God will make you smarter. Smarter than them money lovers. Where you go down weak like feather. Musa, you go keep all the things where you don't get her. Everybody go face their own judgment. Even the judges, even Papa government. From the poor people we know they get the employment. Up to the big man we see them find the endorsement. We reap what we sow, yeah, yeah. As we come, that's how we go, go, yeah, yeah. Cause no one knows tomorrow. So I say, mountain man, not a drug drug. Mountain man, not a drug drug. Be like you just can't say the next up front. Say my son, man, you're so not right. What for wise, you should be so mistaken. It's funny how some man they not chest. Then all they talk up, may God do the rest. They feel like saying that them may long God don't bless. So, it's really funny how some man they not chest. Then they cock let them coco bear. They feel it saying that them may long God go bless. So he better them realize. Say once now God is shape all man go get. So open your eyes. Before the sun come out pan them na net. All man for no say. We reap what we sow, yeah, yeah. As we come now so we go go, yeah, yeah. No one knows tomorrow. Let me say, mountain man, not a drug drug. Mountain man, not a drug drug. He let me cut that say the next drug drug. Say, mountain man, not a drug drug. What for a wise, you should be so good. Mountain man, not a drug drug. Mountain man, not a drug drug. He let you cut and say the next drug drug. Say mountain man, not a drug drug. What for a wise, you should go to see. Don't mistake.
Say you don't enjoy that music the way Emma Sindo for we inside the program Mortal Man Not to God. Make the show that the program where they listen to and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and also on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Still inside the studio, I get Augustine Kutubo Kosia, country director for Aberdeen Women Center. As you don't hear, and only talk about the registration of pregnant woman them will get belay for good registration now the Aberdeen Women's Center outside them will do different checkup and all that thing them to have. Mr. Kosia, you talk about say last question I'll be asking about if una go beyond the number way una cannot fix for say 9 una 1 target. So in any case send the way to una can do with the other belay woman the way center exceed on a number.
Well to my exercise actually not to for let them begin go clinic immediately. Now forget then details, the information,
so and then contact. Registration.
Yes, normal registration. Then thereafter, okay. We begin categorize them by the gestation from 9 months, 8 months, 7 months, 6 months, as the case may be. We believe, say, we get the capacity and we get the know-how and we go definitely attend to them. But if you're not there within the category of Beloma and the world they look for, if you go, we know we'll get for the review because we're not going to know. But we'll get for further scrutinize and see, say, we get the actual people. If we find out, say, you don't give me wrong information, we will pull you out of the scheme.
What in case of some meloma, okay, already don't get complication? Which one I can do there one in the way, especially not one I can not start for good to from the beginning when they get belly?
Well, that's why when you get belly, the moment you go, we get waiting with the do. We go down, give you a date for your first ANC. From there, we'll get history from you, medical history of any medical condition previously. Then the Master Sabi people, they know waiting for do, then get for check you, we'll go scan you, so on and so forth. So the moment we know, say, you get a particular complication, let's say people that waking get high blood pressure, where them pressure can high, we know it will for do, for manage them. Sometimes we get for admit them and make sure, say, we stabilize them blood pressure. So the midwives, them, the doctors, the way they know exactly what in and do. So we they manage then complications. And now make you see, say, everybody want to go about the women's center because of the patient and care who they take for provide good services for we people them.
Okay, so you say this, you know, go fire with somebody they far, it left all the way center you deal well in team, but you know things say with the kind good service and also center we not a free center that person they not in the capacity for able get money for get a proper, I mean, medical, we go make it get a good delivery, then go still no matter the distance and go still one come.
Well, then a choice we then self get for make for themselves. We're not going to deny them the services. The services are for Western area, as you say, let's say Freetown. But if they can able to travel that distance and come, it's entirely up to them. We're not going to deny them. But at least if other health facilities, then they like PCMH, where they do very well, I think, say, better than Goody than they left all that way for come Aberdeen. Because PCMH is free as well, so I don't see the need really for come that far, but it's entirely up to them.
But this registration, also a force now they take the belly woman and details and all, you think say belly woman them that they can't really, really aware of this, especially the one they way now under privilege, you not get a couple forget better health facility care?
Yeah, we don't go around at the community who they register. We don't inform people. Even yesterday, we teamed it out on an outreach for explain to people and say, would they register tomorrow? Previously, what we can do, we can write letter to the churches, the mosques, and the community leaders. This time, we not warm, but I believe, say, how would they go now? So we look at the different approaches that were for use for make sure, say, we reach out. But waiting me, they assure the public is we go serve all them community the way they within we areas them, and we go make sure say we go there unannounced, because waiting we try for prevent, we no one learn any kind of yuki dey pan this business. If we don't say the services now free, we no one let any patient go give penny to anybody for get care. Let somebody not go meet you in a corner and say, just give me so money, I go make you candy. No, with services, not to sababu, not to connection. The hospital, not for an idea. Now we patient them, we not to master them, we not just servant for servuna. And if we get any complaint, any issues, we get suggestion, but we just come and tell we go look into them and see what we can do.
Okay, you also talk about, say, when I deal with teenager them also, like whose kind of issue when they can come up with, so when our health medical issue them, we when I can deal with?
Well, teenagers them of all categories, whether you people then get money or them poor, you qualify. The reason why we they try for attend, not to say we encourage teenage pregnancy, but when you don't get belly, there is nothing you can do. The best is for just provide the services for you for make sure say you deliver safely. And one thing I can say at this station is the past years, all the teenagers they all don't get, because most cases in other places now operation they go for dupan and for let them born because of them very young, the reproductive organ are not well prepared for push picking. But because of we skills and the thing that they do well, most of them they born by themselves.
Nana, the Aberdeen Women's Center.
Yes. because, you know, operations, some people knocking one, the pain, so on and so forth. They can say, you know, mean operation. But we, Beleoman and other choirs, we see that operation. We see the need for do operation before we do one. And all the operation that we do, cesarean section, are free. We're not charge for penny.
Okay.
And we know not only the man that we the outside, the woman, and go tell them, say, oh, we don't, my wife don't call me, say, I for pay for operation. We services them, at the talk them again, are free. We not charge nothing. So even if you wife then our speak to you, call, say, they say for bring money, that is not true. We not charge. Everything are free. Medication, the lab test, the operation, if whoever do operation, everything is free.
Okay, so you also talk about, say, when I deal with picking them also, like, in terms of picking them, so who's range and what exactly, so we want to look at in terms of picking them.
Okay, the children's clinic, when will be open in 2005, will be the serve 0 to 12 years. Immediately after Ebola done, we increase the age bracket to 15. So at the moment, we they serve 0 to 15 years.
So why would I be increased time to 15?
Notice the level of teenage pregnancy will be the increase in the country and in particular Western area. And I believe, see, during the Ebola epidemic, the number of teenagers, they will get belly be increased because could not be there, they be idle. So, and because of difficult and trying times, they get for get belly, unfortunately. So when we look at that, we say, okay, as an organization, if we increase that age bracket to 15, we go encourage a lot of teenagers, them, tell them about them body, changes within them body, and give them some information about health issues. So we get nurses them and counselors that we're responsible for deal with them picking them between the age of 12 and upwards with the Kanawe Children's Clinic. So we they get a lot of education and tell them about waiting them for do and therefore concentrate on then education instead of put on by mommy and daddy business. So I think that's what they do on that area. They will not go tell them, say, you for go get belly and then we they for come deliver you. But in the event, then still they we encourage them, we tell them waiting for do that happens for be pregnant. Now we obligation for attend to them because they hospital day for that kind thing. And
so the preventive service on the gear, you sound like the teller for protecting self and also make sure say they not go about again for Gebele. Now they also do that to big people then?
Yeah, we get family planning services. We would provide also for free. The family planning services is open to every category of woman. And most of the women that already come with them picking them at the clinic, then the one that we can not born, we can advise them, say, when you don't born, you get for give term and space you pick him. But if you need family planning because we know the force them, it's a matter of choice, you get for come up, then the nurses, then they will get for tell them different family planning services were available. And based on the advice within they give them, then they dictate, say, now for use this method, and they just kind of guide them. Tendency we get A, B, C, D option, but because of this, we believe say A and C will be good for you. D not will be appropriate at this point in time. So then can left farm open to you, then you make the choice.
So this registration at the start first with the belly woman, not just a 1 day process?
Yes, now 1 day we did one.
On can able to get the number on a 1 day instead of 1 day?
Yeah. Because we don't do them during Ebola and so will be the duam. So we don't know how for duam and we know how for go about them.
Okay, Augustine Kutubu Kosia, country director for Abadi Women's Center, continue for the with we inside the program and make sure that the program where they listen to the program they continue as now we they go to court. The lead counsel for the complainant them inside the SLPP lower level election case na the High Court lawyer Suleiman Banja Tijan don talk na court say not to the regional vice chair them na the party for conduct this election for do that because it say that it against the SLPP 1995 constitution and the 1991 Salon constitution. Well, for more on this, let me join with court reporter Matthew Kwathe.
The lead counsel for the complainant them inside the SLPP lower level election case na the High Court, lawyer Suleiman Banja Tijan C. Don't talk na court say the lower level election them with the SLPP executive be all na 31 constituency them out of the 112 constituency them na Saloon been get some irregularity them will make this election not be free and fair. This is say na because the SLPP executive been violate the rules them for conduct elections at the 1995 SLPP constitution as amended and the 1991 Saloon constitution. As na the regional vice chairman them na the party been for conduct the lower level election them na the Bombali, Tonkolili, Portloko, Cambia, Kailahu, Moyamba and all the other 31 constituency them we not to them for conduct their election there. He carry on say na the district executive them na the party been for conduct the lower level election them. Lawyer Suleiman Banja Tijansi been talk all this where he been they make in submission them na the High Court before the presiding judge for this case, Justice Babatunde Edwards, for challenge the lower level election them where the SLPP executive been own at 31 constituency them na the country. After the lead counsel for the complainant them pan this case, lawyer Suleiman Banja Tijansi been done make in legal submission then done na court for defend the complainant them Alusain Bangura, Alex Kagbo and Victor Sheriff when a inclined them he been cross examine the first defendant pan this case, Chief Sumano Kapen na the witness box na the High Court. He been doing cross examination pan the first defendant Chief Sumano Kapen for make it go clarify certain issue them, but the lower level election them where the SLPP executive been hold inside 2016 na the country. Inside lawyer Banja Tijansi in cross examination where he been do pan the first defendant Chief Sumano Kapen, he been tell the High Court say he na the chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party executive. And he say he dey support the case of the plaintiff them when are the complainant them inside this case because he say irregularity them being there inside the SLPP executive then lower level election them where they been all na 31 constituency them na the country as the election not been free and fair. The presiding judge for this case, Justice Babatunde Edwards, don't adjourn this SLPP lower level election case to Wednesday, 1st February 2017.
Well, that now reports when we caught reporter Matthew Kwathe put together outside the lead counsel for the complainant them inside the SLPP lower level election case and the High Court. Lawyer Suleiman Banja Tijan C don't talk na court say not to the regional vice chair them na the party we be conduct this election for do that because that is say they against the Sierra Leone People's Party 1995 constitution and the 1991 Saloon constitution. Well, the program they continue and now na time follow we listen to Wellbody Corner.
This na Wellbody Corner. When they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. Inside the Wellbody Corner today, we will talk about how healthy sleep important to your Wellbody one. Sleep, they play a very important role to your Wellbody one. As where you they get good sleep, it they make you get sound mind and body. Where good for your Wellbody one. But how person gonna say it they get good sleep? You gonna know if you they get good sleep by the time you they sleep and the time you they wake. Well, body people them say, if you know they get enough good rest, you go seek bad one. By way how you go depressed, get heart problem, and your condition no go good, where that go make you no look fine. When in senior, no good for you well body one. This make well body people advice say, for make you go get long life and well body all time, now for always they get good enough sleep every day, where good for you well body one. Stay tuned to Radio Democracy for another edition of Wellbody Corner. We will meet you tomorrow with me, Princess Pierce.
Now let me listen to his sport update.
Good day and welcome to Sports Update Community Democracy. Inside Sports Update today, Philippe Coutinho don sign new long-term deal na Liverpool. We go keep am na the club till 2022. And Coutinho don say he glad for sign this new contract and he go continue for work hard and play more for the club. Sir Alex Ferguson don praise Wayne Rooney for in achievement them na Manchester United. As he say, he no see anybody yet we beat Rooney in record na Manchester United. Emmanuel Adebayo say he still believe he can play in our Premier League because he blessed with golden gene after the Africa Cup of Nations disappointment. Manchester United defender Eric Bailly will be available for Sunday FA Cup against Wigan Athletic after where Ivory Coast don't come out from the African Cup of Nations. West Ham don't turn down Dimitri Payet bid when at €22.5 million for Martiali. Well, now all is to get to the inside sports update with me, David Van Boy.
The program we still listen to now meet the show and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and also you do watch me live from the Facebook page on www.radiodemocracy.sl and now I go over to my studio guest Augustine Kutumukosia, country director for Abadi Women's Center. As you don't hear, don't talk about the registration we did do for Bele Oman them na the country and that's not for you. We now on a privilege. We really not get a couple for go get health service na other hospital them. Now you don't say what if some of them Bele Oman they are so center on a later final say some of the information they can go. But then save not to two. Which one I can do in any case?
First of all, the information that would ask, get for be the address, the contact telephone, and we'll get for give them term for come back na clinic. So when they come, at the time, they get for get further information from them, their history, then address, and other vital information.
Okay.
So with that, I believe see we can able provide the services for them.
So from there where then Bele Umayaki don't do the registration, is it that then for continue for the car to not take on already for the second stage of the program?
No, we they contact them and give them date for the first visit ANC. Because as I be they say, it depends on the number of Bele Uman that we'll get for get. So we'll get for categorize them based on the gestation. So that you know, when women don't get belle, by the time they reach 9 months, if I don't do for born. So we try for attend to the one that way, then belle done almost the due quickly. The one that way go down the then 3, 4, 5 months. By the time then they go clinics and then 3, 4 ANC before then go down due for born. But the one them with 9 months gestation, and then at 2 clinic then go, as a case maybe, before them born. So we get for attend to them based on the gestation.
Okay, so una don't deal with Bele Oman for long term now, different category. You think say from the way they look at things generally, you think say Bele Oman them people them still they get Bele by choice or then just they get them thinking that certain facility like una so they win a free?
Well, I'm not able to say then they get some by choice. Of course, every woman we especially you don't married, you want picking. Even well, if not
Bele Oman, they normally married, so Kingoyana, you get some like you get teenager them, yeah.
Teenagers, then sometimes are peer pressure. Then sometimes someday will they get rape cases. Some then they not to think with them plan, and they don't tell them about unprotected sex for use family planning as an alternative. So some can say they don't want family planning. So different reasons that they why women and they get belly. Some then they really not they want them. Some not so one they want them, I can just come.
Okay, on the fistula, let's go back to the fistula. Una really equipped for handle kind issue where they come up because that's something really, really critical. And most time it can happen since to people will not get that much experience. Since we go tell you that in first born this or people are more weak in the rural community.
Well, Abadi Women's Center, of course, everybody know we say in our specialty than the fistula, our core program, and we they train Sierra Leonean doctors there because I just one can tell now about the camp they get in February. We they call fistula camp. We go take about 10 days.
What thing is there about the camp?
Fistula camp basically means gets a certain amount of patients then at a particular time and operate them. And we can do that every year, 3 times a year. And we can bring in big surgeons and outside of Sierra Leone. We are experts them for doing difficult cases that we not able to handle there. And we use that again as an opportunity for train with Sierra Leonean doctors then. At the moment, we get 2 of them where they train in fistula surgery. And then, of course, we develop them skills and make sure, say, at least them go reach, at least Sierra Leone self go don't get expert fistula surgeons.
Okay, on the fistula case, like the case the owner can get, so now which part of the country then case they can
nationwide, even Western area self, unfortunately, would they get patient that would they come on a Western area where they get fistula, but a nationwide with fistula patients across.
Okay, so now to this registration of Bele Uman them, where you say, so then Bele Uman okay, no can later register to una that he under privilege one them. Wouldn't them reach for Bona na una hospital then can go for good deliver?
Yeah. When we book you, we don't give you date for CAM clinic. You get for CAM clinic until the time you due for deliver. And again, I'd also kindly appeal to we Bele Uman them with their relatives. When we don't give you that card, we don't take you for two, that card didn't, and you get them. You know, for exchange and to somebody else. Because the moment you exchange and the person come, we know.
That means we can get in case then they.
We get in case then they. Because we get a very good database. Immediately we punch you information, everything about your history, they come. And we know, say, a lie, you don't lie. So please, that card, day, if not for you, not for you, and not for exchanger.
Well, I can take the people in picture, like forget them photo. Because if somebody come later, say, I don't have register, but my card loss or also
well, they, that's make something we begin to take pictures and we scan and put them on the cards. Them.
So if you say the card loss, you face them for identify you.
Yeah. We can able to provide another card for you. Then please again at the appeal to we Bele Uman and with the relatives them when we call UNAM, especially when you FD in labor or we don't ask say, because of hemoglobin level they done or we they anticipate say it will likely get complication after a burn or either for do operation. We they kindly ask UNA when we call UNA UNA go for go donate blood.
Okay.
UNA, that's normal we they ask for free because we know they charge UNAM for one of services, so do ya the blood normal with the ask when I forgive you blood for nothing, please.
Okay, so this free delivery registration of Bele Uman and take care of other services with Bele Uman, teenager, and woman then can get. I mean, about the women center must get a purpose or something where they will really achieve. What really una can look at for say we aim for achieve this? What really una can think say this now one for achieve?
We hospital very good for the kind of services we provide. Now, I make if you don't notice, you hardly there you see Bele Uman they die under on a daily basis or monthly cases, then it can take the whole year, we'll not get one methana dealt. Sometimes at the year, unfortunately, sometimes 1 or 2 we can get because of we they take with time.
So what do you want to really achieve?
What do you want for achieve now? For make sure say we sustainable development goal where we government don't go sign with we international partner, we contribute for make sure say we achieve that for reduce maternal mortality in Sierra Leone. So now that's we do and support the government.
Okay, Augustine Kutubukosia, country director for Abadi Women's Center. Plenty thank you to you, UAB, my studio guest today inside the program. Made the show and you already listen. If you're not below my window, so you know, get scope, you know, able pay that money for go get service for like picking safe so you go born. Safe one na for go na the Aberdeen Women's Center outside then go take you your detail tomorrow na Aberdeen Road and then go register you take all your details and later go they look after you till you born. But that na for woman we under privilege, woman we poor, we no get money, not so for the one them we get couple. When I go do the cutting down of the program, meet the show. Plenty thank you to my colleague them. We don't go out and bring them different reports them and to my producer Alex Leonskoma and also to Otis Parkinson, the man we don't see them behind the machine, we don't give technical support. Me we don't be a presenter for midday show today, Thursday, January 26th. Me na sub to you, Kalon, say continue for listening to the other program them.